Welcome to the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, campus community radio from Simon Fraser University, broadcasting on the unceded territory of the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, Tsleil-Waututh, Squamish, Stolo. My name is Jesse, broadcasting from home once again, and you're going to hear Jamie as well, but not the two of us together this week. Jamie caught up with Daniel Ruiz to talk about his project, Druiz, former guest of the Mixtape, alongside the rest of his bandmates in Leisure Club. So very excited to hear Jamie's conversation with Daniel. There's also going to be a bunch of other music and stuff in the show. We'll get to that interview about 15 minutes, 20 minutes or so from here. In the meantime, like I said, got a whole bunch of new music that I do want to play for you. So we're going to get started with a new band with a delightful name called Doohickey Cubicle. They just put out a self-titled release. Once again, Doohickey Cubicle, just a great combination of two weird words. The track is called Sign Here, and you're going to hear it, well, right about now, here on the Vancouver Mixtape.
I can Late in the Camino, watch the sunset. We locked eyes, then what you said had me turning out, and I remember thinking, trying to fight it. Eyes locked, lips met. Nice to meet you, they said. Hi, hello, how are you? But the subtext, I could drink a case of you. I could drink a case of you. I don't need no chase with you. I just sell the taste of you. I could drink a case of you. I could drink a case of you. I could drink a case.
New music from IMUR, that's Case of You, a brand new single. Before that was Gazebo, Hold My Hand by Fairy Thing from the record Lost Lunar Levels. Some cool, mostly instrumental electronica, although that track had some vocals and stuff on it. And before that was Sign Here by Doohickey Cubicle. And now I'm going to play two more songs before we get into the interview with Druiz. I'm going to go back to the new record Fake Cake by Little Sprout. This is the album opener, Albatross.
Smells like raw onions. Yeah.
river in the valley below, in the hopes it might wash away my sorrow. And as I walked away, I heard the river clearly say, roll on, my son, roll on, roll on.
The Vancouver Mixtape here on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting to you live every single Sunday night at 8 p.m. and, of course, podcasting on your favorite podcasting network throughout the week. Special guest today, we're talking to Daniel Ruiz because he just released a brand new single. Daniel, how's it going?
Oh, hey, how's it going? I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. This is so great. I'm very, very stoked to release some new music, and I'm glad you're digging it and want to ask about it. That's so great. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think we've been circulating around music that you've created in some capacity for probably the majority of this show. And it's you, whether it's been, Bestie or Leisure Club. Leisure Club, of course, being your current like indie rock pop band that gives us all the comfy summer vibes. But this seems to be your big foray into like a totally solo project. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah. So Druids is a project I started kind of a few years ago, as an idea to create music on my own, just in case whenever, you know, somebody can't jam or somebody can make the gig. So I'm like, okay, well, I should start making music on my own, because like there is tools I can use for that. And then I started using looping pedals and kind of like creating samples and using more like electronic elements within my drum kit. So I would like add a keyboard, bring out a bass, have like a drum machine, a drum pad, and then started creating. Basically, I started doing shows where I would get hired to play for a whole night as kind of like background music. But it kind of evolved into this like experimental vibe that I just like went with and tried to explore as much as I could with different elements of music, because I just love music so much. And then, finally on Friday, I, after a lot of work and collaboration with a good friend, I just released my first like single officially on all like platforms and all that. And I'm pretty stoked to share with the world. It's pretty awesome.
And like, we'll talk about the new single in a sec, but I do want to make sure that I'm like really reiterating to our listeners just like how prolific you are and like in demand you are as a musician. You go to your website, which is druismusic.com, and you can go like look at the list of performers that you've been a part of, and I like this has made up most of our mixtape episodes before featuring bands that you're involved with. So I guess was it a pandemic thing for you to be like, you know what, I think it's time for me to take the things that I've been working on in those solo projects that you're doing and actually do a full release for it?
Somewhat, yeah. I think the pandemic itself halted a lot of, it halted a lot of gigs, right? So like, I guess like, yeah, totally. A year ago, it just, you know, that whole necessity of wanting to do something and play and share music, kind of like I overcame that and was like, okay, I gotta like start just working on my own, and got a couple pieces of equipment that I could, you know, work with and develop these songs at home. And it just kind of like gradually started coming together. The pandemic has been a total change. I totally miss the whole in-person playing, even just in person rehearsing and jamming, because that is like such an important part of music. But on the other hand, I feel like I've really developed my own capacity of like recording and just like creating on my own and sort of like fulfilling that original idea I had of like, well, I should be able to do something on my own in case like one of the bands I play with can't do something or whatever. So then, yeah, it kind of like gave me a bit of that motivation, and I guess I had more time to be at home and just like do music instead of like, you know, going to another rehearsal or another gig, because that was time consuming. So I guess having a bit of that extra time at home and having, you know, the luck to be able to have some like music gear that I can like use and record with and have decent sounds, like, thankfully we live in a time where like things are more accessible in that sense for people, you know, like making an album in a bedroom is not like unheard of, and some great albums have been done lately that have won a lot of, you know, awards and things. So it's kind of like, okay, use what I have in my disposal to make the most of the situation. So it kind of was maybe, yeah, a push from the pandemic, having that time and be like, well, got to do something and, you know, kind of adapt with what's getting thrown at us. Because, you know, at the beginning of the pandemic, I'd never imagined it would be like a whole year where we're still like, what's happening with shows and what's happening with festivals, and you know, it's a weird time, but at least the music is still there, and you know, we can still chat about it and have video calls and things, right? So
when the things eventually open up again, you as a musician are just going to have so much new stuff that you'll be able to play, and people will be super familiar with it. It's like you release the song or the album like 2 years ago and people are fluent in it, but haven't seen you play it live. Right.
Yeah. I'm stoked to get back and play on stage, you know, share that. It's just like this weird energy that you can't really like explain it or duplicate it. It just happens, and it just happens when it happens. You never really know when it's going to happen, but you know when it happens and you're feeling it. And like, it's that euphoria we all get from whatever feeling we get from a song or a sound or, you know, that shared experience. So I'm sure it's going to be a great, great time when we all can share together and play music and listen and, you know, be there.
I can't wait. I've told Jesse several times that the first grimy punk show that happens, man, I'm there. I am there. Let's go to talk about the actual track now. And you kind of mentioned this before, especially with the absence of jamming and like direct collaboration with people in front of you in the same room. And correct me if I'm wrong, but you seem to be a drummer that thrives off of improvisational elements, yes. Right? And Dime, the track, the single that you just released on Friday, is of course like a very percussive song. So how did that come along? Like, was it a beat first kind of thing? Were you just playing something that you started to build off of as a drummer, or was the rhythm section something that came in after the fact?
Okay, so actually this song kind of became a thing when I met Matea in Artswells 2 years ago. So I met Matea, and like, I think she was doing some dancing and visual effects on the main stage. And then she told me she sang, and she sent me some of her music, and I was like, oh, this is really cool. We should collaborate. And I knew, like, she's originally from Washington State. And then we started collaborating, and we played one show. She came up to Vancouver. We played once. But what happened is I made this track out of my bass and my like drum pad, and I made this like loop that I was like, oh, this is kind of cool, and I sent it to her. And then, you know, a few weeks later, she sends me back these vocals, and I'm like, whoa, this is really cool. And just about that time, my computer crashed and I lost everything, but thankfully I found the track that I sent to her, and the, you know, I asked her again to send them back. And when that happened, that was maybe a few months before the pandemic. And at that point, I was like, okay, this is cool. I think that there's something we can work around with this. So then I took the song and rearranged it, added a few more things. And yeah, like when the pandemic hit, I basically bought a new interface so I could record drums on my own. And I did drums over top, and as soon as I finished it, I was like, okay, this is cool. I sent it to her. She's like, yeah, this is cool. And from there on, I just like worked on the mix, different tweaks, and got it mastered. And yeah, it's there now. It's like such an amazing feeling to be like, okay, I actually did this from scratch, did all this collaboration back and forth, and it survived, and it's now here, and like, okay, it's kind of like engraved, which is a nice feeling, you know.
Yeah, I should mention too, the vocals on the track are from your friend Matea Maid. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's a really interesting part too, and I don't want to suggest that this is the pandemic was a the impetus for people sharing tracks over the internet to get it made, but like Was that process easy for you, or like are you so maybe used to doing the in-person collaboration? Was that a shift for you, or was that pretty easy to get the hang of, like just sharing files back and forth?
Yeah, I mean, collaborating? It was a bit of a learning curve for sure. Like, you know, from just especially like when you collaborate and you're writing in the same room, it's just like the immediate feedback is so much easier than, you know, sending back tracks and then forth and all that. So, I mean, it's cool. It is different because there is this kind of like time you have with the track yourself. So I have like all this time to be like, okay, I can do another take. So I really enjoy that because I have my own kind of like guidelines of how much patience I can have. I don't have somebody being like, oh, somebody's recording me, I have this pressure to get it done so I don't waste their time kind of thing, you know? So like it's more calm, but at the same time it can be detrimental in the sense that you can take forever to get something done because you're like, oh, I don't know if that's good enough, right? So sometimes it's good to have that immediate response from something being like, shut up, this is good, put it out, like don't tweak it anymore, right? So in a sense, the collaboration, like for me, has been a process that has been developing also with, because I'm originally from Colombia, so I have a bunch of friends in Bogota who I've been collaborating to, so that has also been really nice to kind of like explore possibilities outside